Welcome back to the Tennessee Holler. I am Justin. TNHoller.com is where you can find us, at the TN Holler on Twitter and Facebook. We also have Hollers hollering all across the state thanks to your support. We really do appreciate it. Your small dollar monthly donations keep us going. Shouts out to Abby Rubenfeld. If you need a lawyer, Abby is who you should reach out to. Elisa Parker, if you need a house. AJ Martin, if you need some jewelry. We appreciate their support. Today, we are joined by someone who is doing something that I did. I ran for Congress here in Tennessee. I did not win. Miriam Abolfazly is running against Andy Ogles here in my district where I live. Miriam, how are you?
I'm excellent. Thanks, Justin. Thanks for having me. And thank you for keeping up the work even after you ran.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for saying that. Tell us a little bit about why you decided to do this. I just, so people know, you and I have known each other a while. I spend a lot of time up at the Capitol. Miriam's up there probably as much, if not more, than I am. It's nice when people who are actually doing the work of being up there at the Capitol, making their voice heard, decide to throw their hats in the ring. How did you decide to go from, you know, resisting at the Capitol to jumping in?
If you don't mind, I want to back up just a little bit and tell people who I am, and then I can, it leads to why I'm running.
Go ahead.
I'm the child of immigrants that came here, like most, to make a better life for their kids and for our broader family. And so I was raised with a few values, one of which was sacrifice. That's really deep in me, and it's very much in my family that we sacrifice for the better good. We did a lot so that we could all do better, and not just my immediate family, but my cousins and aunts and uncles and friends and family. I was really raised with by people that believe everyone deserves that level of sacrifice so that we can all come up together. I was also raised with a lot of authenticity. I had to determine very young who I was because I didn't look like a lot of the kids in my classroom in 1980s Brentwood or Nashville. So my parents really encouraged me to figure out who I was. We also had a big value of hard work. Most of this stuff was unspoken, by the way. We didn't have long conversations about this. It was just kind of, I saw them do it. So hard work is just ingrained in us. They had a small business. We were always at the shop. The biggest reason why I'm running is the family values I grew up with. We grew up with a big family. Cousins were like siblings. Kid-centric in our family. Love our children a lot. And that's pretty much why you saw me at the legislature so much. When I moved back to Nashville, I got engaged at the metro level and at the state level as a board of one organization, Awake, at the state level, and then as the chair of the Metro Human Relations Commission. Basically, when the Covenant tragedy happened, I was like, we got to do something now. So we had that rally. The rest is history, as you know. I remember you there that day. And then after that, I started Rise and Shine Tennessee, pursuing opportunity, freedom, and safety of all Tennesseans. I wanted people to rise and shine, not rise and live under the radar, particularly children. Democrat representative brought a bill for women who had been assaulted and for them to have the choice whether to have the child that was a result of that assault. And it was the first time that I ever heard GOP in person talk about women in this way. And one of the representatives started to talk. And I was pretty tough-skinned, not in these exact terms, but this is what I took away, was that women at best were baby factories and at worst, disposable. For me, becoming a mother, I've done a lot in my life. I'm very proud of my accomplishments and the things I failed at, being in Afghanistan at 24. But becoming a mother was the hardest and most rewarding thing I ever did, spiritually, physically, emotionally. And to hear him say that shocked me. It made me shudder. I remember leaving the committee, going into a corner, starting to weep. And a friend came and just put her hand on my back. And I think in that moment, having heard what they truly believe about women and women's freedoms, safety, and health, that was the moment that things shifted for me, that I had to do more than just show up, had to do more than just organize. Something else more urgent was needed. And then as that was simmering inside me, Alabama passed the IVF ruling. They're not going to stop. It wasn't just abortion. It's not just IVF. It's not just contraception. Marsha Blackburn's hearing about birth control. They're already talking about no-fault divorces. I don't know what is in their grand plan. That was the moment. It has to happen now. And I've got to make it happen. And that's what I basically hustled to do.
Republicans had an opportunity to codify protections for IVF this past session. They blocked that. They didn't take it. Fair to worry about IVF going forward. They've also repeatedly blocked standalone bills to allow raped little girls to have abortions. There's a Jason Zachary bill that just passed that criminalizes helping raped little girls get abortions in other states. Women's rights are under attack. For sure. Also a big part of why we don't really know what the landscape is right now electorally in the state. We have not had an election since that happened. We haven't had an election really since the Tennessee Three. You don't have a primary. Is that right? I know we had Kieran Schipata on a few weeks back, and he had actually stepped out because he thought basically it's your time to run.
Yes, there are no challengers. Yeah, what an incredible human being. I loved your interview with him. If anyone hasn't seen that, you should go check that out because it was really powerful. He's like, I want to be a model for my daughter. And if there's a woman running that is capable and ready to do this, then I'm going to step aside, which was incredible, truly, and speaks to who he is. And there was another challenger and he also stepped aside. It's great for the race. It's great for me so that all the money and organizing and work that I'm doing can go straight towards winning this general against Andy Ogle. And I should also add, I mean, obviously, the reason I was even at the legislature was reproductive freedom, but it was also gun safety. And that's what I had been working quite a bit on. So that's another major reason for me to run. The way that our legislator basically spit in the face of mothers advocating for a whole year nonstop for gun safety laws, basic stuff. No one's trying to take anyone's guns away. There are majority responsible gun owners in this state, and they can take care of their guns. This is for those that are not, and they were unwilling to do it. And I thought it was fascinating that despite all that hard work with, I mean, hundreds of mothers, aunts, uncles, neighbors, whatever, they chose to arm teachers at the end of the session. I mean, half the reason I even pursued this is because people, strangers got in touch, DM'd me and said, please run. And I didn't even know who they were. So these are mothers that are just fed up. Many Republican or formerly Republican, their party's not representing them anymore. And they need solutions to these scary things. You know, so many counties decide not to see that through is quite a slap in the face of our Republican leaders that thought that for some reason, either the TFA or whatever was, this was a winning issue for them on an election year at the end of session. What are you doing? Because clearly this is not popular.
Right. All the common sense gun safety laws people were advocating for, including Covenant Moms, were ignored. And instead, they passed this Ryan Williams, Paul Bailey bill to arm teachers, which now all of these districts have basically said, no, thank you. A reckless, bad idea that is being rejected. There are some common sense people out there, even in conservative areas throughout this state. The guy that you're running against, this was a picture of him and his Christmas card with his family holding up rifles, highlighted when he made his statement about the Covenant shooting in his district, and he never met with the Covenant Moms. He hid from them. That's who we're dealing with. We call him Pinocchio Goals or Andy Fogles. He lied on his resume, basically saying he was an economist, international sex crimes expert, a cop. This was our version of George Santos. This was actually happening like right as the Santos stuff was happening. So Pinocchio Goals is our Tennessee Santos, and he's still going. Student protesters bill. He wants to send these protesting students to Gaza. Horrifically responded to a pro-Palestine protester saying kill them all when she asked him about Palestinian children. And then this was him just yesterday, trial of Donald Trump in the Red Tie Brigade with all these, as this sign says, bootlickers showing up to support Trump during this hush money trial, covering up a affair that he had while his wife was pregnant. But Andy Ogles, who holds himself out there as this, you know, moral guy who represents family values, this is the stuff that he has been doing. I say all that so you don't have to, but if you want to add anything, feel free.
You did a great overview. I hate to say that there's even more. He is tough to keep up with because he's constantly doing stuff. You know, he brought a bill to prevent gag orders for Donald Trump
today.
The point of government and Congress is to make American and Tennessean lives better. So when you see the point of your job, which is how I think Andy Ogle sees his job, as bringing dramatic, divisive, you know, headline bills, the contents of which are pretty empty, but the names are kind of fun. A Laundry Liberty Act or Go Woke or Go Broke, Stop the Invasion, you know, reality TV type of stuff. The point of doing that is not to make American lives better. The point is to be in the press and to stoke anxieties and fears of a small number of people. I don't think Tennesseans have the luxury right now to have someone like that in Congress. We actually have problems. Women staying alive when they're pregnant and kids being safe with from gun violence. Affordability. It's not easy to make ends meet in Tennessee right now, in District 5 right now. It would be great to have someone there that could actually look at those problems and solve those problems. You know, proposing a bill so a guy doesn't have a gag order in his criminal case in New York. You know, we got 99 problems and that is not one of them. Tennesseans deserve so much more. They are good people. We are good people. Like, somebody needs to get the job done.
It's no secret that Tennessee is a Republican place, generally speaking, but is it this? You know, a guy who is this extreme, who cares so little about making people's lives better? Like, I tend to believe no. And, you know, a lot of the issues that you're talking about, I think there's more common ground than people realize. And Andy Ogles is not interested in finding it even a little bit. Tell us what the district is.
So now Nashville's carved into three spots. If you look at 7, 6, and 5, -5, clumps a bunch of different vast geographies together. Someone like me, who was raised by a father who loved road trips and loves going out in Tennessee, kind of has a blast with this. So we're in Wilson County, Mount Juliet, to Lebanon, to Hermitage, down into Antioch, up into Green Hills, Belmead, Bellevue, into Williamson County, like Brentwood, carve out Franklin, just do a big carve over Franklin, come down to Nolensville, and then all the way into Murray County, Marshall County, and Lewis County. Pretty random, obviously, except to give that margin, that Republican margin, which makes it anti-democratic because of the way that they're behaving, being so divisive and hateful and cruel. Tennesseans see it. They see it for what it is, regardless of what party they come from or what, you know, they've culturally been raised in. They see what's going on. And not only the hatefulness and the divisiveness, but also just not getting down to policy solutions. I meet with a lot of folks. They might have a D next to their name. They might have an R next to their name. We talk about the real issues that are bothering all of us. In some ways, this GOP and Andy Ogles has unified us. And I think people are really ready for change and hope, a difference, because we deserve it.
You know, that gerrymandering is a really anti-democratic process, and it does seem like democracy is hanging by a thread in many different ways. In many ways, we've already lost it in Tennessee, yeah, just based on some of the things that have happened. Full disclosure, like, I'm very concerned about, you know, I have a lot of dread about where we're headed as a country here. Where are you in terms of how dire the situation is, and, you know, how loud to sound the alarm about where our country is headed? How much of a part of what you're doing as a candidate is that?
Yes, I would say why I'm running is that deep concern. We in Tennessee are like the testing ground for so much of these anti-democratic policies. And if you're in day in and day out of the legislature, you experience it even more. So that's where I was. All my thinking and marinating, I think, was coming from just, wow, they don't want checks and balances. They don't want three branches of government. Literally. You know, I testified twice on that bill. No protests on bridges, no First Amendment rights in this way. Tennesseans shouldn't be able to come to Chancery Court if they have an issue. Just on and on and on. And they're just beginning gradual curtailing of rights and voice. I think it's very serious. And Tennessee has seen it a little sooner. And I'm running because I want to stop this drastic, very rapid rush to end our democracy. My parents come from a country where things happen almost overnight. So I don't take for granted how quickly women's freedoms can be taken away. Our rights in general can be taken away. I take so much gratitude and value in what American values are, and the Constitution and our institutions. And I think that we've got to fight really hard to keep them as they were intended to be.
I share your concern. And I think you're absolutely right that Tennessee is the tip of the spear when it comes to culture war stuff. We may not be a swing state, but we're absolutely a place where they figure out what they can do and accomplish and then export it to the rest of the country. And that's why Tennessee is a place that people need to pay attention to. Appreciate that you're running. MerriamForCongress.com is the website. Anything else you want to let people know about your campaign before we let you go here?
Honestly, what this is about is not a vote for me necessarily, because I think if we get out the vote, many of the great candidates this year can win. Our voting is so bad in this state. I understand why. People are fed up. They're tired. They don't even believe in the system. It's been made very structurally anti-democratic. But we actually do have the votes to bring change if we get that number of people voting out, because we are at the cutting edge of fighting for this democracy. And a big part of that fight is believing yet again that your vote matters. Organizing to get your friends and family to vote matters. So I appreciate everyone that's in that fight. We can actually do this, and we will. It will take all of us.
Thanks for joining us, Miriam. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
So that is Miriam Abolfazly, running for Congress in my district against Andy Fogles, Andy Ogles, Pinocchio Ogles, Tennessee Santos, busted lying on his resume in so many different ways. Basically saying he was a cop, literally, when he was like a volunteer Williamson County deputy. Probably did some traffic duty, yet he was literally running for Congress telling people, I used to be a cop. He said he went to Vandy, but he didn't. But not only did he say he went to Vandy, he was running a 21,000 person Vandy alumni group, but didn't go to Vandy. Has no interest in bringing us together. He is as extreme as it gets. If you can't bring yourself to meet with the Covenant families after what happened, you're not representing people. We talk to Covenant families a lot, and he certainly did not show up for them. So now Merriam is running to replace him. Merriam for Congress is where you can find her. Chip into her campaign, support her. We'll see you next time. Tennessee. Woo! Yeah. Tennessee. To Tennessee.